Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that you've had for several years now, the Masters of Beef Advocacy.
We love this program, and this year we had more than 1,000 FFA students complete the Masters of Beef Advocacy program in 2019, which was extremely exciting. Second year in a row of over 1,000 students. As a reminder for people who might not know what the Masters of Beef Advocacy is, it's a go-to program for training and resources to be a strong advocate for the beef community. It's free, it's self-guided online course, and it provides farmers, ranchers, our youth, and our beef community with information they need to be advocates for the industry and really answer those tough questions about beef and raising cattle. We integrated the program more than 7 years ago with Oklahoma FFA, and it has grown every year. We can't say enough for this partnership with them. We're very proud of the work we're able to do with Oklahoma agriculture youth. And if the listeners would like to get their MBA, just visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
And to learn more about what's happening with the Beef Checkoff, go to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, limited cash market directions expected today with some additional live trading possible here before the end of the week. But given that cash market trade slowly developing through the entire week, the overall price ranges are already set most likely. Now, the fact that the ranges are established can give some support to the market, but with the huge ranges seen over the last month, there's little confidence that additional trade will develop today. Trade has been generally ranging from $110 to $120 on a live basis. We've seen $115 to $120 here in our part of the country. Trade has, this is generally steady with last week, but hard to pinpoint where an average price may fall given a gap big enough to drive a truck through. Now, hog futures continue to look for any sign of support following yesterday's near-limit losses. The focus on issues between China and Hong Kong and a response by the U.S. continues to be the main focus in the hog complex, as it may continue to focus on eroding export markets here in this country. Now, mixed trade overnight with gains in Chicago and Kansas City and small losses in Minneapolis. Double-digit gains were posted yesterday in winter and wheat contracts, while Minneapolis rallied by 6 cents. Little to no measurable precipitation is forecast for the plains over the next 15 days, which could accelerate hard red winter maturity and leave some yield potential still on the table. There were also a host of production estimates released during the session, most of which were supportive to price. Higher corn prices overnight, with July adding to the impressive gains made yesterday. With a higher close today, July corn will have closed higher 5 straight sessions, the longest winning streak since May of 2019. And a mostly weaker soy complex overnight following through on yesterday's losses. After trading through $8.50 basis July futures, the contract was unable to hold that level and will now have its near-term resistance. We're going to check the futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle up 67 cents, 101.47. August up 45, 101.17. August feeder cattle up 147, 135.50. September up 117, 136.25. June hogs down 325, 56.92. July down 365 at 55.65. Kansas City wheat at the close yesterday, July was up 12 and a quarter, 464. September was up 12 and a quarter cents at 470 and a half. Chicago wheat, July up 10 cents, 514 and a half. September up 9 and 3 quarters, 517 and 3 quarters. July corn up 7 cents, 327 and a half. September up 6 and a half at 331 and 3 quarters. July soybeans down 1 and a half, 847. August down a penny at 849 and a quarter. July cotton was down 77 cents, 5757. December down 49, 57.54.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.